Coach, I'm just going over the rookie's numbers. How's he running the ball so well down there for the Buccaneers?
He's running it extremely well. He's a very good back. Reminds me a lot of Rice at Baltimore.
Okay.
He's very comparable. He does a great job out of the backfield, does a great job in the backfield naturally, but breaks a lot of tackles, got very good balance. He's sturdy, he's strong, he's tough, runs hard. He's a very good back. Yeah, he's really good. We're all very impressed with him.
Is it eye formation stuff they're using? I haven't been able to look at their film.
It's two back. It's two back that they base out of. But he comes out of the backfield and catches some checkdowns as well. I think he has 27 catches on the season. When he gets out in space, he's a very good runner. You know, he's got really good speed. Mm-hmm. He outruns a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. And your run defense, how's Akeem been playing in his development and the experience he's been able to get? Over the last,
he's continually gotten better, which is really a good sign. A young player, he didn't play it all last year, so naturally this year, he had a lot to learn. But he's continually gotten better and done a nice job, and that's really the key. It is, you don't want to see a guy drop off, which he has not. He's just continued to work hard, like I said, and he's just getting better each week. Mm-hmm.
Overall, it seems at the cornerback position, you've had a couple of things that have not gone right with Grimes being injured and out for the year, and then in the last game, Asante goes down. Yet you've got these young guys who step up, the McLeans, the Owens, the Franks. What do you think of your depth in the secondary in particular?
Naturally, it's only natural to see you want your starters to always be healthy and play. Mm-hmm. But it's a credit to not only the players there, but also their coaches. I think our secondary coaches, as well as all the coaches, because the other thing, Spoon's been out for 3 weeks. So I think that those guys have done a great job of getting their guys prepared, and so I think it works hand in hand. Last week, I was really impressed with our guys in the game. They were calling things out a lot. They knew what was going to happen, and that's. Again, that's a credit to what goes on in the room. So it's nice to see that your backups can come in and do, play well. But it is. I think they're prepared well, and I think they have a lot of confidence in that. That's a big thing for a player that if he feels confident in what he's being told is correct and it helps him be successful on Sunday, he's going to come back the next week and listen all the more. I believe that those guys have built that trust in their room. So it's been good.
What will it mean to get Spoon back if that does happen for your run defense?
I don't know. We'll have to wait till after the game to answer that question. We'll see. Yeah. That's a work in progress. It really is. We're not it's just something we'll have to continue to tend, to deal with. It's not – you don't fix it overnight, and it's not that it's really broken, but, we're not the biggest group. Our guys get it done another way. Mm-hmm. There's two things that have been concerning, and one is we've had a few more balls get on the second level of the defense, so the secondary's been challenged a little bit more. That's a concern because they don't really come through clean all the time. Sometimes we miss some plays in the backfield, which is concerning. But then when they get on the second level, a secondary's guy's job to do, he's got to be a good tackler, and we can't let those balls. Everybody gives up 5-10 yard gains, but when you're missing 2 and 3 tackles at 10 yards, and then then they keep going. That's a concern. So we have to, but like I said, that's just something we'll continue to work on. And I don't think we'll, being at midseason, it hasn't gone away yet. So we just have to keep going.
Okay. I got a note from a scout here that said the.
A nugget? Oh, I thought you were going to say a nugget. A gold nugget.
It might be big A receivers. I guess they're receivers.
That's better than F. That's a better than F.
I guess their receivers are huge.
They do have very big receivers. Mike Williams and Vincent Jackson are both really big guys, very big targets. They take a lot of balls off the top of the heads of DBs. They've done it all year long. I think the quarterback throws with a lot of confidence in their area. Mm-hmm. A quarterback would tell you, if he can see the receiver, he typically will throw it to him. Uh-huh. And when you've got really big receivers, it's not hard to find them. You can see them. When you have a little receiver, a lot of times quarterback's eyes will come away from him because sometimes you can't see him. Mm-hmm. He's trying to get open, but you can't see him. And both those guys are big. They've got some other guys that are big too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.